It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This weekend, if people aren't doing aerial tricks, there will also be teams of filmmakers squaring off in competition in Des Moines. Each team will be given a topic and 48 hours to make a film. This is the 10th anniversary of the Des Moines 48-hour film project. And with me now is Samuel Pace Twomey. Hello, Samuel.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
He is producer of the project, and also Mike Keeler is here. He's owner of Southsider Studios, and this will be his 10th time participating in the competition. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today.
It's great to be here.
And Sam, give me an idea. When teams sign up to be a part of the 48-hour film project, what are they taking on?
Well, we challenge them to make a short film from scratch in one weekend. Basically, we give them a character, a prop, and a line of dialogue. They'll draw their genre out of a hat at kickoff, and then everything else must be completed of that short film in one weekend. From script to screen, they have to have it all done and turned into us by Sunday at 7:30 p.m., and then they'll screen just a few days later. When the film team sign up, all they know is that, you know, they're going to need to produce a film in just a short amount of time. And it's up to them to get prepared as far as getting, you know, their actors, their crews, locations and everything. That's pretty much all they can do before we actually kick off the event, because all creative work on the film itself must be completed during the event weekend.
All right. And for teams who sign up, do they have to have some sort of qualifications, or are there rules about how many people can be on the team, that kind of thing?
No, the contest is open to pros and amateurs alike. There is no limit on the number of team members they can have. The only stipulation is they can't pay their performers. We do have a special agreement with the Screen Actors Guild that allow some SAG members to be in 48-hour films. But that's the one stipulation. They can't pay anyone. They can, you know, provide craft service and make sure they have all the gear and everything rented for them. But otherwise, they're unlimited in the amount of people that they can have on their team. We've seen, you know, teams as few as one person that's a one-man band. And then we've had teams that have had, you know, 100 or more people.
Wait, one person making a film all by themselves? So you're talking about somebody who's doing the camera and being on it and doing all the editing?
Yeah, we've seen actually in the international competition, there's been a few filmmakers that will kind of do a very small 48-hour film project with just them. They shoot it, edit it, sometimes even star in it. So, you know, we see everything from, you know, very small focused short films to, you know, wide open Western recreations of the Old West. I mean, it's just you see everything in the 48-hour film project.
And is there a time limit? I mean, I know that most of the films are around 5 minutes long. Does it have to be shorter than a period of time or longer?
That's a good question. Yeah, all films must be 4 to 7 minutes okay. long to be eligible for any of the awards in the competition. They also get a minute of credits. So basically the entirety of the film can be up to 8 minutes with 1 minute of credits. If they're under that, then they're not qualified. And then if they exceed that also, they would be disqualified from competing in the local event.
All right. And how did you get involved in this?
Well, it's very strange. About 10 years ago, we were running an art gallery in downtown Des Moines called the Des Moines Project. And the young lady who produced it the first year, her name was Heidi Burhans. She approached us about having the awards party at our art gallery, and so we did. And she decided that she didn't want to produce it the next year for a number of reasons. She wasn't able to do it, time commitment. So I stepped in 2006 and started producing the event, and I have done it ever since.
All right. And now, Mike, I want to bring you into the conversation as well. This will be your 10th year of competing in the competition.
That's correct.
So you are a filmmaker. How did you get involved in the first place in doing a 48-hour film?
Essentially the blame has to go to a friend of mine that pointed out the fact that it was coming to Des Moines. I had another friend that had competed up in Wisconsin and won. And we just decided to try it. So I gathered up my now wife, the friend that pointed it out, another friend that was good at writing, and myself. And then I realized we didn't know how to edit nonlinear editing on a computer. So luckily I had someone working with me at my job that knew how to do it. So starting out the first year, there were just five of us.
All right, and walk us through the process as a competitor. I mean, you obviously you need to get the team together first. But how much prep can you actually do before you start other than saying, okay, everybody's going to do these jobs?
Well, you can get kind of a menu lined up, feed people well, and they'll keep working with you. Buy plenty of water. Since we are competing at the end of July, it's usually pretty warm.
Okay, so hydration is key.
Keep them hydrated. Yeah, but get everyone that's going to be a part of the team, let them know exactly, you know, maybe what they'll be doing. I know from year to year we have people who are like, okay, I'd like to write this year or help write this year. I'd like to help set lights. I'd like to do this, do that. And we try to accommodate that.
All right. But since you don't know what the film is going to be about, and of course, one of the big parts of making a film is getting permission to shoot in different places. I mean, can you do any location scouting before? Do you try to make some guesses and say, you know, no matter what we're doing, maybe this would be a great place to shoot?
Oh, absolutely. More than not, we'll go out and we'll get maybe 20 locations released, and they'll write the script and we'll be looking through it, and none of the locations that we have released will work. So we kind of scramble on Friday night, Saturday morning, trying to get other locations that can work. But yeah, you just, if you see something cool, I try to take out my camera, snap a photo, write down, you know, where it's at, and try to get that released for the film, or at least if it's public property, remember where it's at.
So are you thinking about the 48-hour film project all the time?
Usually 3 months out,
okay,
it starts to creep into your head. And right now, this week is the worst week for nerves.
All right. And how do you get your topic?
Well, we just draw it out of a hat at the kickoff. And
your whole team's not there, just that, one or two people?
That's correct.
All right. So you draw it out of a hat. Mm-hmm. If you get a topic and you think, I cannot possibly make a film about this, do you get a second chance?
Yes, you can actually go for the wild card, which sometimes, well, by the name alone, wild card can also be just as bad as what you didn't want.
Or worse.
Yeah, or worse, exactly. But I think the worst thing we've ever drawn was comedy. And I returned home from the drawing. The writers were sitting around. Nothing was written down. I said, what's going on? And they're like, we have to be funny this time. And we always throw comedy into our skit or into the films. But they're like, we have to be funny on purpose this time.
So that was too much pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about some of the other topics that are in that hat and some of the other topics you've drawn over the years as well, Mike. We're going to take a short break and we'll get back to our conversation about the 48-hour film project, which kicks off at 6 p.m. Friday night in Des Moines. This is the 10th year for the Des Moines 48-hour film project. And with me right now is the producer of the project, Samuel Pace Twomey, and also Mike Keeler, who has participated all 10 years, or will have participated all 10 years by the end of this coming weekend. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. I'm talking with the producer and one of the participants of the Des Moines 48-hour Film Project. With me is Samuel Pace Twomey. He's city producer of the 48-hour Film Project. And Mike Keeler, who's the owner of Southsider Studios. He's a, or will be, a 10-time participant in the Des Moines 48-hour Film Project. If you've participated in the project as well and you'd like to talk about your experience, give us a call, 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Samuel, just before the break, I was talking with Mike about drawing that topic out of a hat. Mm-hmm. Who decides what topics will be in that hat?
That's a good question. Every year, the international organization kind of reviews the genre categories and assigns them for that year's contest. So all of these genres are online now. Filmmakers have had access to them since they registered, so they know the 14 potential categories that they may choose from in their screening group. And that includes comedy, dark comedy, drama, film noir, fish out of water, horror, romance, sci-fi, thriller, time travel. And like Mike said, if they choose not to go with the genre that they draw out of a hat, they can turn it in and go for the wild card, which will be assigned to them. But once they turn in that genre, there's no going back. And also the wild cards are also listed online, so filmmakers are aware that they could possibly get this year wild card, say, of monster slash creature feature or animal film or family film. So they know the different possibilities that they may get, but when you include all of the elements that we assign that night, which they don't find out about until kickoff, it kind of makes sure that everything is created in one weekend.
All right, and tell me about the elements. How does that work?
Sure. The elements, since I've been producing it here in Des Moines for a number of years, I actually submit a slate of elements to the international organization. The creator of the 48 will select the elements out of that list for our city and then send them to me. And I actually don't find out what they are until right before kickoff. So we don't know yet what the elements for 2014 will be, and they'll be revealed at our kickoff at the Des Moines Arts Center on Friday.
All right. And can you give me an example of elements from previous years?
Sure. In the past, we had like a character would be John or Juanita Schold, and they were a tourist. That was their occupation. Perhaps the line would be, we've had open the door was a line, I believe, in 2011. And one year the prop was a marshmallow. So they kind of vary quite a bit. And I'm excited to see what the elements are going to be this year, as I'm sure our film teams are as well.
So, Mike, when you are there and you draw your topic and you mm-hmm. find out about the elements, as you mentioned, one or two members of your team might be there. The rest of the team is doing what?
The writers and a couple other key members of the team will be back at what we call base camp. The other part of the team, the production, the actors, everyone will be home resting. That's what we tell them to do. Go home. Just stay home Friday night and rest. We'll send you emails. We'll text you. We'll call you. So the group of writers are sitting back at base camp. We're getting texts about what a prop, line of dialogue, this, that, the other, we're getting. And then that one that we're waiting for, that we're dreading, we get a text and it says the genre that we received and whether or not we should keep it. And then everyone's talking back and forth and just ideas are kind of being thrown around the room. And usually we say, yeah, let's just go with that.
All right, so how long do you have to decide?
Not very long, usually about 10 minutes.
All right. And so you are getting all of this information, but you're immediately putting other team members to work.
That's right.
I want to play just a little clip from one of the films that you've done over the years, and you have done, this will be your 10th year, so you've done a lot of films in a lot of different genres. You've won a number of awards for these films as well. And if you win in Des Moines, then you go on to national competition as well?
That's correct.
All right. So here's a little clip. This is from Mr. and Mr. Smith, and the genre was romance. Let's listen to a moment.
You ready to do this?
Born ready.
Yeah, you weren't ready last time.
Bad guys killed by Lance, 3. Bad guys killed by Bruce, 12.
You had a machine gun.
All right. and that was a romance?
Yes, it was an action romance. Comedy.
So, let's talk about that film in particular. When you got the genre romance, and do you remember what the other elements were that you had to fit into that?
Oh boy, I do not.
Okay,
I just remember we had drawn romance before that as well, and so we decided to just try to throw a wrench into the gears, and we went with a hitman romance. about two gay hitmen, and they were trying to get out of the business.
All right. Now, I'm curious. You have actors on your team.
Yes.
How does that form the story? I mean, do you have, since you know what actors you have to work with, do your writers then have to include those people in the story? Has there ever been a problem where, wait, I can't tell this story with the people that we have?
A lot of times that can turn out to be a problem. But in that clip you played was actually the writer and the editor of the film were playing those parts. And I'm actually in the film as their boss that doesn't want them to leave and go. So I create a problem for them. But a lot of times it's just the crew members will step in and act. And we've been able to get some very surprising performances from them.
Have you had to call in friends and family?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I need you downtown 2 o'clock now, like 10 minutes from now. Get down there,
please. Look like it's 1942.
Yes.
Samuel, how many people will be participating? How many teams will be participating this year?
Sure. As of right now, we have 46 teams slated to participate. So we'll have several hundred filmmakers spread over those teams making films this weekend here in Des Moines and actually surrounding areas. We'll actually have a few teams from out of state. One's coming from Omaha. One's coming right on the Iowa border. So, there'll be hundreds of people, rushing around town. That's one of the favorite things I love is just driving around town on Saturday and Sunday and seeing random film teams all over town shooting, much different scenes. So there'll be lots of people making some movie magic this weekend.
All right. And so, Mike, you're writing the script on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, you have the whole day to film a movie. So how does Saturday work? What do you do?
Saturday's kind of my big day. That's where we have to make sure that everyone's running on all cylinders. We usually start about 8 a.m. There's been times where we get done about 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. There's also times where we get done about 8 p.m., so it can be a 12-hour day. We're very lucky that people just stick it out just because they want to do this. They want to have fun, and they don't want to see the film suffer because either, A, they have to leave, or, B, they're just not into it.
All right, and how do you process this footage? I mean, I know that in a 12-hour day, you can take a lot of footage,
yes.
You have to get it all together into a 5 or 6 minute film by the next day. So, how do you manage all of that?
Well, usually about halfway through Saturday, we start having runners run the footage to our editors, and they start cutting it down. They start labeling it. They start going through. And luckily, on set, we also have someone that is very good at script supervising and also keeping track of the takes. So the director and the cinematographer can turn around and say, that was the best take. They mark it. And that way, we know the best take will be in the film. So the sheet goes with the card, and the editors can have that.
Now, on Sunday, you usually spend the day editing. Have you ever run into a problem where you're putting the film together and you just don't have something that you feel like you really need and you have to go back out and shoot?
Absolutely. Last year, I had to go get some establishing shots because we were running so fast and so hard about with the actual meat of the story. We forgot to grab just some establishing shots. So while they were editing, I was out just shooting some random buildings to kind of pull across that, oh, hey, now it's happening here. And
What happens if it rains all weekend?
Well, then we're all inside. And it being Iowa in July, that's never happened. Knock on wood.
And so the editors are working on Sunday, doing everything to pull this together. It has to be turned in at 7:30 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What's the closest you've ever cut it?
There's two that come to mind. The first one is we were editing back at base camp, and we lost power because of a thunderstorm. Had to grab all the computers and rush them over to another location so we could finish editing. But the closest we've ever been was last year. We had a faulty USB drive, and we turned in our film with only seconds left.
Wow. How did you do it?
Well, we were standing outside of the Fluor Cinema. Just we had one laptop rendering to that faulty USB drive. We didn't know it was bad. And then we had another one running just to a hard drive. And so finally my brother-in-law said, forget it, I'm just turning this in. And it zipped right over to it, and we handed in his brand new external hard drive.
Did he get it back?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Hey, what is your budget for a film?
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, I guess we had to pay him for it, now that I remember. Yeah, we actually, out of pocket, we're like, okay, here you go. You can, we'll pay for that.
How much money do you spend on these films?
Boy, a couple hundred. That's just for food, water. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, you're not allowed to pay the actors. We try not to pay for locations. Sometimes we've actually had people ask us if we can pay them for locations. Like, sorry, we're not allowed to pay anyone for this. And so usually it's all about food and water, hydration and food.
Now, Samuel, once all those films get turned in at 7:30 on Sunday evening, what happens next?
Well, we go. I rush them to our editor, and we start getting them into the editing system, checking all of the entries to make sure that they include the character, prop, line of dialogue, so that we can certify them as official 48-hour films. This year, the screening is going to happen a little after a week after the filmmakers turn in their entries. So in that time, they'll be divided into screening groups, and we'll get the actual screening set up that will happen at the Fluor Cinema on August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
All right. And how are the winners picked?
That's a good question. We have a panel of judges that once the entries have been screened to make sure that they're certified official 48-hour films, the judges will review all of them, and then we'll have a conference call with those judges, and they will actually establish the entire set of awards.
And if you win... I mean, what? There are a number of different awards that you
sure.
can win, right?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of awards, everything from, you know, best use of character to best use of prop. The best of city winner will receive $2,500 cash and a prize pack that's actually worth about $3,000, and they'll move on to the international competition to represent Des Moines. We'll also award lots of other cash prizes to the best of city runner-up, best directing, best acting. We like to honor lots of our filmmakers at our Best of City Awards, which is on August 21st.
All right. And I want to play just another little clip from one of your films, Mike. This is from a film called Hench, and the genre was mockumentary. And this is what, from 2009, right?
Yes.
All right. Here's just a little moment.
You know, my father was a henchman. His father was a henchman. Now, his father was actually a piano player for silent films. But his father was a henchman. So I guess you could say I'm a fifth-generation henchman once removed.
All right, just a moment from the film Hench. And as I mentioned before, Mike, you've won a bunch of different awards over the years. What does it mean to win an award at the 48-Hour Film Project?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's, I mean, the best award, I mean, winning the awards during the best of is fantastic, but the drug that everyone's after is the audience reaction to your film.
And what is that like when they're screened? What are you going through as you're sitting there watching people or listening to people watch your film?
Biting your nails, you know, just hoping that they're going to laugh at that one moment, or they're going to clap, or they're going to jump. It's just all about that. And when they do, it's the perfect drug. And you're like, I'm coming back next year.
Well, and I was just about to ask you that. So this sounds like a lot of fun, mm-hmm. but it also sounds like an enormous amount of work. I don't like to stay up all night. I'm guessing you have to stay up all night to get this done. There's a lot of adrenaline, but a lot of hassle. What keeps you coming back?
Well, it's... Number one, it's getting the film made. And like I said, the audience reaction to it. But it's also a sense of community. I have so many friends now that make these films, not only for our team, but are also part of their own teams. And it's just great to pull together and do it. Some of us joke we're kind of a glutton for punishment, because Saturday night, when you've had no sleep for about 14 hours and you're like, oh, why am I doing this? And then you show it and you instantly forget anything bad that happened that weekend.
And do you swear it off every once in a while? Do you say never again?
Yep. Yeah.
Every year?
Not every year, but there's been some times. Like last year, I'm like, I don't know if I can keep doing this, especially when we had seconds left.
Does it benefit your career?
It has mine. Fortunately, I've been able to become a full-time freelance videographer, and I've worked on feature films, documentaries, commercials, and music videos thanks to my time doing the 48.
Really? You think that this has enabled you to do that?
Yeah, it's given me a love for it, and I've been able to up my skills thanks to it.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck this year. Mike Keeler is the owner of Southsider Studios. He is also going to participate in the Des Moines 48-Hour Film Project for the 10th time. And Samuel, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Samuel Pace Twomey is city producer of the Des Moines 48-Hour Film Project, which kicks off on Friday night at 6 p.m. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Claire Roth, Emily Woodbury, and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.